Hello, you guys. Welcome back to another episode of In the Meantime with your lovely host, me, Missy Ebra, and
Jessica.
So, how was your week, ma'am?
My week has been really, really good. I spent a lot of time with myself this week, you know, taking myself on dates, doing stuff around the house, just really enjoying me. A lot of up and down emotional moments, but overall it was needed. You know, I feel like I've learned myself in a new way this week, the ups and the downs. So I'm grateful for that. Really, honestly, I've been all over the place. But mentally, emotionally, I'm more aware of myself. So that's always beautiful.
It is. It really is. How do you like dating yourself?
It is the best thing. I should have been doing this. I should have been.
Let's rate it. Let's be a little silly. So which is the best date that you've taken yourself out on so far?
The best date that I've taken myself out on, I think it was either a Friday or two ago, I went to this restaurant, Stack 571, I think. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
So it's like a burger place, you know, Rustin Way, that area where the movie theaters are. Mm-hmm. It's like a burger place, and I got all dressed up. Mm-hmm. I got this wonderful gourmet burger, had a couple of drinks, sat in the front part where you can overlook, you know, the boardwalk and stuff like that. And that was really the best date ever. People kept asking, oh, is someone joining you? I was like, no, it's just me. It's just me. I'm just here to enjoy myself. It's just me. And that was really the best date I've ever been on because I felt like God was telling me to dress up as if I was going out with a man, but I knew it was just myself. So I put in the same amount of effort as I did, and I actually had a lot more fun than the dates I actually went on with men. I had more fun with myself. Because other times I'm like, I'm about to eat this food. Yeah, you're going to pay for it. And then I'm going home. Because I've dated a couple weirdos.
Really?
In the past, no one I was in a relationship with, but just, you know, people who we just went out, hung out. Yeah, it wasn't, I didn't always have a great experience, but I'm a lot more fun without them than I am with them.
I have yet to take myself out on a dinner date. I don't know what I would talk about. Like, I don't know. I have yet to do that. But, like, I do other things, like, take myself out on a walk. I'm joking.
Like, that's nice too.
Yeah.
It's a date.
Yeah, no, I haven't dated myself, but I feel like self-care is so important. And you have this beautiful time to really get to know yourself, and what better time than during a pandemic?
Exactly.
Especially things are like slowly opening up. So you have options of things to do. You know, but you get to just get out and get to know you.
You don't necessarily have to meet with a bunch of people, but like you said, things are opening, so it's a time for you to be with yourself. And you really don't have to talk. Like, if a dinner date, you really don't have to talk. Like, what I did, it was the best date for me because of, like, mentally, I was just, I had an opportunity to really sit with myself during the dinner date. And I didn't really talk. I kind of just reflected, and I really paid attention to stuff I wouldn't have paid attention to. Like, if I was on a date with a man, I'll be paying attention to the man. I'm on a date with myself. I'm like, I want to see what's in this burger. Oh, I do I taste a little oregano? Like, I think, you know, these are like the things I'm paying. And you know what? I think I might, you know, I think I want to try a homemade burger. I don't think I've ever made a homemade burger for myself. I think I'm a dude. You know, I'm thinking about stuff like this while I'm sitting. I'm just enjoying myself. I'm being present in where I am. Like, I'm really getting to know myself and what I like. Oh, I think I like this. Oh, this is good. You know, I'm asking the waitress questions. What did you mix this with this drink here? You know, I'm just,
that is so fun. I must be a different dater because I do that on a date. Be like, oh, did you see what they put in this? Oh, this has this inside.
Really?
I want to try that. I wonder if I can make this at home, but I'll say it out loud. Like, we gonna talk about this meal.
And see, that's what I don't do. I'm just all into the person. So this was great for me. I needed to do that.
Yeah. And then you can do it when you're on a date with somebody. Just be like, ooh, have you ever tried to make this at home?
Right. It's another, you know, right, another great conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times I'm sitting there and the conversation is interesting when I'm on a date with a man because I feel like I have to ask about their past, this and that. I'm not paying attention to nothing else.
You know, I do not ask about, like, too much about people's past on a date. I do not. I'm always like, where are you? Where do you see yourself going? What are you trying to do right now? Like, we can talk about the past stuff later, but like, like the dates and stuff, we go on somewhere. No, where? Who are you now? How? And then we can get to how you got there. But I don't really. Not to say I don't really care too much about the past, but we're in the present and the future. Let's talk about this present and future.
And that's
because
a great perspective.
If where you're going is not where I want to go, I wasted time learning about your past.
That's true. Because it don't even matter.
Not at all.
And a lot of times I find myself stuck in the past, so that's probably why I subconsciously ask that.
Oh. But that's a great observation about yourself.
It just hit me. Like, you know what? Because it's been told, no fear, no fear, get out of your past. So that's probably what it is. Like, okay, I'm judging myself and judging how other people look at me based off of my past. So subconsciously, I'm trying to judge you based off of your past. So I want to know what you was doing in them streets, or like, you know, what was your, you know?
I did do that.
Thank you for, I realized I was doing that.
Look at us opening your eyes.
Yes.
To
yes,
you.
Yes. I'm glad you guys can grow with us. That's a good perspective.
Yeah.
And being on a date with myself, like you said, you're asking about the food and stuff. I'm learning to just now pay attention to who I am now, what I like. So when the time comes and I'm back dating, when I'm released from this man fast, like I mentioned in the previous episode, I'm not so concerned with that.
Right.
I'm like, now, what we doing now? So it's been great.
Yeah,
it's been great. But how has your week been?
My week's been emotional roller coaster as well. But it was really good, though. I really can't complain. God's amazing. I started my new job. And it's just, it's been really nice. I don't know. I think I'm really coming into and accepting the fact that I don't, and I'm not supposed to work a 9-to-5 for the rest of my life.
Really?
So setting up this 401k for a place that I know I'm not going to be at forever, you know? Like, I don't want to retire doing this.
Right.
And I don't know if I want to retire necessarily. Like, just have a business that works for me, but I don't have to retire from it. Like, it'll still be, I don't know, unless, I guess when I get too old, but.
Right.
But, yeah.
Unless you're physically not able to, but other than that, it's no reason. Yeah.
Physically, mentally, emotionally, if I'm not there, then definitely. But I think I just want to have something and hold on to it for as long as I can.
Especially if you love it, if you're called to it. Yeah, well, I don't see why you would need to retire.
Yeah. But I don't know. People might be like, my therapist is 9 to 7 years old. Sit down somewhere.
You would go in the world record book.
Yes. The oldest therapist. She's so wise.
Your wisdom is going to be through the roof.
She wouldn't even need the books no more.
No. It's very possible, though. Would you want to? I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, like, I really enjoy what I'm learning so far. And, yeah, I wouldn't mind doing that for as long as I can. But I would, I guess it would be a little tricky because I do want to travel when I'm older. So I guess that'll be the tricky part because it's like, oh, I'm going to be in Italy this month. You got 4 weeks of sessions.
Right.
I'm going to be in Greece this month. You got 4 weeks of sessions.
And then it'll be like, you know, tele stuff that you can do as well, even
maybe,
if you're not.
I don't know. I'm going to Greece, I'm not, no electronics.
I feel like I'm about to enjoy Greece to the fullest.
He has no electronics. You'll see me when you see me.
Right. You can have an in-person session. But
yeah, I do want to have, like, my own different locations throughout the world.
Yes.
So, Sierra's in Europe. January through March. And then
right, you know, make your deposits, book your session with me. But I don't think there's anybody doing that. Just traveling like that, traveling therapist.
Yeah, I don't know, but I haven't looked into it either, so. I don't know. We'll see what the cards have to unfold for me. I'm just excited to be in the process and moving forward, you know.
Right.
Because this is my in the meantime.
Right. And it's beautiful that even in the meantime, we're still learning things about ourselves, even in the roller coaster week that we've had.
Right.
It doesn't change the fact that we're still growing.
Right. And we are. And life is constantly growing and changing and evolving. And I'd hate to be the person who's not. Mm-hmm. I don't want to look up and be like, what is this world?
Like, right. Right.
Even though nowadays I am looking around like, what in the world is this world?
I am too.
How did we get here? How did we get here?
Oh, right. Because so life is going to be life. Life is never going to stop being life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just want to continue.
If you can't beat it, join it. That's what they say.
Oh, well, I don't know about that because I'm not joining half the stuff they got going on right now. Much confusion.
No.
Just too much.
It's so easy to get entangled. And it's funny that I say entangled. That was a great transitional segment. This life of entanglement. Speaking of entanglement.
Oh, boy.
So this week on current events, one of the things we definitely want to touch on is Will and Jada. Now, it's really not something that I really care too much about. It's just something that's going on. For those who are unfamiliar, so long story short, Will and Jada agreed to separate and do things that make, you know, find what makes them happy individually. So during that separation, Jada got in an entanglement with August Alsina because she thought that's what she needed to do to be happy. And she pretty much explained that on the Red Table Talk, her show Red Table Talk.
Mm-hmm.
She quote unquote brought herself to the red table. She said there's some healing that needs to be done. And she explained that, you know, long story short, she hadn't felt good in a long time. And August Alsina made her feel good. And at first it started out as her helping him because he battled with an autoimmune disease. And then it kind of turned into a romantic relationship. But it wasn't something that she was intentionally trying to do. But yeah, this popular trend going around, entanglement,
no.
That's where that comes from. She described her situation as an entanglement. So she didn't cheat it. She didn't cheat. She got entangled.
Yeah. Verbiage is everything, I guess.
Right. Because, you know, some were saying, you know, technically they were separated. They did agree to do whatever it takes to make them happy individually. So they
said they were looking at divorce. So they were separating to divorce, not separating to get back together.
Right, 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 right.
But I don't know. I feel like being separated is always... I'm not going to say it's always tricky.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say being separated is sometimes needed to help you realize what it is that you want.
Mm-hmm.
And to remind you that marriage is an every day I choose you. Every day I'm deciding to still love you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm deciding that we're still in this together. And that's what I like that at the end. They were just like, you know, we're in this together.
Yeah.
We're married until we die.
It's crazy how you don't see people come back from something like that.
Right. Because that's extremely hard. I say it's extremely hard. I have never been cheated on.
Oh, you did say that.
Yeah. I've never been cheated on. I've been lied to.
Yeah.
About stupid stuff.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I've never been cheated on, so I don't know. I guess it's different coming from me.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, yeah. So what I did take out of it though was she was doing what made her happy in the first place, which was helping someone.
That's true.
And throughout, like even the Red Table Talks, they're basically her helping people,
mm-hmm.
and that's her purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think maybe she wasn't in tune with her purpose at the time when she was helping her to mm-hmm. help her realize that it was the purpose that made her feel so good, not necessarily the person.
Right.
So I think that's something for us to be cognitive of when we're connecting with people. Mm-hmm. We have to make sure that we're connecting with purpose.
Right.
And realize that that's where we get our joy from. So mm-hmm. When we're working in our purpose, not to get so attached.
Right.
Get attached to the purpose, not the person.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Oh, wow. The enemy can use that too.
Exactly.
That's a great perspective to look at things. Really, like you said, it really was her purpose that made her happy. Mm-hmm. The person just, you know, caused the entanglement, but.
Okay. Right. But I do like how he was like, no, I need you to say what it is. And she was like, entanglement. Yeah. No, you had a relationship. So I need you to use those words.
A full relationship.
Use your words.
And I heard that he said he was going to get her back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a whole nother thing. You know, not my business. That's their marriage. But yeah. It was really a blessing to see them come together like that and be that honest and, mm-hmm. and vulnerable, because you don't see that a lot, especially something like that happens. Because mm-hmm. Honestly, there's no telling. There's not to say that Will wasn't quote unquote in an entanglement. His just didn't get out.
No, so they're in an open relationship, mm-hmm. so, or open marriage, and that was previously, like, early on, mm-hmm. so of course they've been doing their stuff,
right? So that makes sense.
But yeah,
quote unquote aside from entanglement, so something else that people have also been saying is we're still waiting on the arrest for people who the officers who killed Breonna Taylor. So people are saying, let's not forget that in the midst of this entanglement, Breonna Taylor, we're still going to say her name. Like, we're not going to let
Sandra
this be
Bland.
Mm-hmm. Another distraction.
Yeah. Really stay focused and vigilant, especially now.
Let's entangle those officers in prison.
Right.
How right. about that?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Doesn't make no kind of sense.
But in anywho.
Yes.
Is there anything else going on?
Other news. We gotta find some good news. So next episode, we need to have like
we
some
need
uplifting.
To do, yeah, better uplifting. And FYI, so Sierra and I are at the park. We decided to record at the park today. So please excuse any background noise
All the background noise. The kids playing, the wind blowing, the
yeah.
trains.
But it's
coming.
A beautiful day though. This is a great environment.
So, nice.
So
yes.
I love it. So
it's
just
not
a FYI.
Too hot. Mm-hmm. It's really not cold. You know, I be cold all the time.
Right.
And I am not cold. Like, this
it
is
feels
perfect.
Good.
This
I'm is... a little chilly because of the wind. That's why I got my jacket on. Because I get cold easily, so, but.
I am usually always cold, and this is great. This is
wow.
so great.
But, yeah, that's but, where yeah. we are. It's beautiful out here.
Yeah. Out by the water, the golf course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so the other news was, Naya Rivera.
Mm-hmm.
I know her from Glee. I know her. We not cool like that. But
right.
yeah, so she's missing. Mm. I guess they're saying that she's not missing, that she's dead, but I don't want to say that until
we know for sure.
Yeah. It really broke my heart. Her baby's 4 years old.
Yeah.
And he was on the boat with her. So it really just breaks my heart. Like, for me to wake up and my mom is gone, like,
right.
that's scary. That is terrifying for a child to have to deal with and go through. So
very terrifying.
I'm going to keep her family in prayers, and because that's a whole nother therapy session, you know?
Right. Like, if it is depression, suicide, that stuff can really take over your mind, regardless of if you have others to care for or not.
Mm-hmm.
A couple years ago, my hometown is Alabama. There was a story years ago when I was younger of this man. Him and his family were all in the car. They were on the freeway, and he purposely drove off the freeway. You know those freeways that be, you know, up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
He purposely drove off the freeway, mm-hmm. with his whole family in the car because he was so depressed and so messed up. He wanted his whole family to be with him when he killed himself. So he wanted everybody to die with him. What ended up happening is his family survived. He was the only one who died.
Oh my goodness.
Crazy. But yeah, everyone survived except him. But his goal was to kill everyone. I'm depressed. Oh my goodness. My family to be with me when I die. I want us to be together. So it's very horrifying, and it's interesting, you know, how we're talking about this considering mental health was what we talked about last week. Mm-hmm. But mental health is no joke. Mm-hmm. No joke at all. It can take over. Mm-hmm. And so it's just heartbreaking, this four-year-old, if that really is the case, hopefully we find out soon, but if that really was the case, it's sad.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
It's very sad. I just thank God for covering that family years ago to where they survived. Mm-hmm. Because it was definitely unfair to them. But, you know, this four-year-old boy, he doesn't deserve it. I mean, worst case scenario, you could have left the child with someone or something. You know, don't bring your child on the boat and then just, you know. But, you know, like we said, we don't know for sure what happened, but... You know, this is just to say it really can take over. Mm-hmm. Mental issues, depression, it's no joke, people. This is no joke.
Yeah, find somebody to talk to. Find a safe space. Just talk. If you need to talk, you need to talk. I always say, like, even when we're talking, don't hold stuff in. Don't try to find the nice way to say it. Like, if you just need to get it out, get it out, and then we can make it pretty later if it's needed, you know? But it's like, just get it out of you. Don't hold that stuff in. Don't hold anything in. And that's what I tell people when I'm building relationships with people, because I don't want anyone to feel like they're stuck and they have a hard time expressing themselves when they're talking to me because they don't know how to say something. And then they end up holding stuff in, or I offend them and they hold it in to try to be nice. You're not being nice. If I offended you, you're not being nice by not telling me. I'm going to do it again to either you or to someone else. And we could have prevented all of that if we just had the conversation.
Right.
Because it's never my goal or intentions to hurt anyone, but you know, we have to be bold enough to say, hey, no, I'm hurting. Like, this bothered me. Right. And we can talk about it. We can talk about it and find out that, okay, it's not me that bothered you. It's something that you're dealing with that's bothered. Or we can talk about it and find out that, oh, it is me. And I need to find a different way to speak to you where it's not so abrasive.
Right. And I'm really grateful for you that you kind of showed me that and taught me that, because even you noticing, so another thing this past week, you noticing that I was off, and I don't mind sharing this, you noticing that I was off, it made me realize if I continue to hold that stuff in, I was going to continue changing and continue being someone that nobody would like.
Not even yourself.
Not even myself. So I'm really grateful for that. You know, earlier when we spoke of the emotional roller coaster, I was definitely in an emotional roller coaster. I broke down in front of her, in front of Sierra, and I just could not hold it in anymore. And I just broke down. But that was so freeing.
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful. It needed to happen. And, you know, vulnerability moment. I did tell her. I said, you know, hey, you know, we were having a discussion. What did you mean by this? Because I feel offended. I'm offended. What did you mean? And I started to get upset. And then I realized, no, it was never you. It was, you know, I've had a sensitive week. I've been sensitive all week long. I'm really upset at myself. But we had an honest, vulnerable moment. And I just appreciate you being there and helping me see the importance of releasing and letting stuff go. Because like we talked about mental health, if I continue to hold that on, this stuff is no joke. It can take over you. And I never want that to happen. I never want to self-sabotage my relationships because I can't let go. Mm-hmm. So I'm just really grateful for that.
Okay, you're talking to me. I need to get rid of all these papers. So I like to hold on to physical things, and I need to get rid of it. So I have all this paperwork. I found bills from 2014, electric bill that I paid. I found like different rental leases from years ago. Mm-hmm. All this old stuff that I'm just holding on to. I'm like, oh, you never know. Somebody might ask me about my electric bill.
That's been paid.
In 2014. I don't know. Like, you just never know. But I definitely need to learn how to release stuff and let little things go.
Do you think it would be difficult if you looked at the bill right now, would you feel comfortable enough to throw it away?
Yeah, I threw one of them away.
Really? I have a big paper shredding machine. I can come over with the paper shredder and we could go through your documents and we're going to be like, yes or no. No.
Oh, my heart just dropped. But yes, it is much needed. It is much needed because I need to make room, make space. Like, Erykah Badu, I don't want to be the bag lady.
Right. You're going to have a bunch of documents when you're signing for your new house. How can you, when you still got this old stuff, God is trying to bless you with the house documents.
You do not have
and
to
you're holding on
like
to
that.
The apartment documents.
You do not have to come for me like that.
we're going to get it together.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah, releasing is good in all aspects.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so before this train comes, we're gonna let you know that we're gonna come back with our next segment.
Yes.
Stay tuned.
Thank you for being patient with us, you guys. We're gonna get it together.
I'm gonna let y'all listen to this train as it goes by.
Yes.
This is gonna be our outro and intro.
The train. What's up, y'all? Welcome back. We are here again, second segment of our show in the meantime. So I know we didn't mention it the first half, but the main thing that we wanted to discuss this week is identity crisis. So it's you know, I'm very curious what many people think about when they say identity crisis. I know identity crisis in itself often gets a negative connotation, like, oh my gosh, you don't know who you are, what's wrong with you? But I really wanted to kind of briefly kind of reflect on that because, like I mentioned in the first half, so this week has been a roller coaster week for me. I have been up and down emotionally. I found myself going from one extreme of just super angry and then another extreme to where I'm just crying and I'm really hurt. So it's definitely been an up and down for me. Just a little, a brief recap. So last week I mentioned that I was on a man fast and that is currently still going on. So since that man fast, for me personally, this man fast has made me be very vulnerable. Long story short, I relied a lot on the validation of a man, support from a man, all of those things. So I'm going through this interesting journey to where I'm learning to love me apart from the validation of a man. I'm learning to understand my worth and who I am. So I, Jessica, am currently in an identity crisis, and I can say that loud and proud, reflecting I'm in an identity crisis right now. Yes. Finger snaps. I am going through this journey where I'm not going to be wearing wigs for a couple months, no eyelashes, no acrylic nails, no nothing, just all natural. Because for those who may not know, I always felt like I needed those things to make me feel beautiful. And you know, there's nothing wrong with wigs or, you know, dressing up and doing this or doing that, but it's all about your why. And my why was never just to change up my look. My why was, I feel like I have to put this stuff on in order to be beautiful. Mm-hmm. So I'm going through this journey to where I'm learning to love my natural self. And moving forward, if I do decide to wear wigs, it's because I want a different look, not because I need it to be beautiful. Mm-hmm. So that your girl being natural and looking basic, even though I know I'm not basic, I'm beautiful, but you know what I mean, quote unquote basic without that extra stuff, paired with the fact that I've been super emotional, being vulnerable, just breaking down, I am in an identity crisis. The Lord is doing some things.
Can we have a moment of silence for the old Jessica real quick? Just a moment. I don't want to dwell on her too long, but you know, thank you, old Jessica. Lesson learned.
Yeah.
You know, this beautiful growth moment in you is amazing. Yes. And like so vulnerable. Like,
oh, so it's super uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Because vulnerability gets looked at as a weakness. Mm-hmm. But I'm learning it's not a weakness.
True strength.
It's true strength. I wrote about that. Confidence is vulnerability, which is crazy. I wrote about that long before it would just now hit me and I would go through this. Mm-hmm. So side note, definitely check that out. My boutique website, justmeboutique.com, the blogging tab, confidence is vulnerability. But yeah, this, you know, we go through so many different things in life, especially with our podcast being in the meantime. There's so many in the meantime moments. There's so many transitions, so many different identity changes going on as we progress through life. So I'm learning that it's not a negative thing. Yeah, I'm constantly starting over, but I'm starting over on a new level. It's not, you
from
know,
experience, not scratch.
Exactly. 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 So like, have you, like, I know that you understand, have you ever gone through like a shaking to where, ugh, like this is, you know, producing a new me? What has those transitions been like for you?
Let's go with one of the more recent ones was deciding to be vegan. That deciding to be vegan wasn't an identity crisis. Mm-hmm. Accepting the fact that I'm not a meat eater like that, mm-hmm. that was. Because I grew up with Church's Chicken. I grew up with Church's Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
After I had my son, the smell of chicken makes me nauseous.
Wow.
And like, I just, it upsets my stomach. I get a headache. It's just too much.
Right.
And then, you know, rib tips. Oh, okay. So I'm from Indiana, y'all. Indianapolis. I love me some King ribs. And then there's this other rib joint.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of the name of it. I'm going to ask my cousin in a little bit. But there's this other rib joint. Oh, my gosh. It is so... I am remembering every single bite. Like, ooh. The meat melted in my mouth. And the sauce was delicious. It was, like, not too much sauce.
Oh, that sounds so good.
And then it was in the... what I consider to be the craziest spot. Like, it was literally in a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
In what looks like an old rustic house.
Mm. That's where the best places be at, though. The hole in the wall places.
Yes, yes. It looked like somebody's house. And they had like bars on all the windows.
Oh, dang.
You go inside and it's like they got a glass wall in between them and the food.
Oh, that's.
But when I tell you that was so good, oh my goodness, them rib tips was so good. But just accepting the fact that that's not my everyday life. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really care for beef and chicken and pork and all this. I don't really care for it too much. It mm-hmm. doesn't do anything for me. Mm-hmm. I felt like so heavy after I ate, like, oh yeah. I need to go lay down, take a nap. Like, my body just was like, oh, this was a lot of food.
Really,
all the time.
Groggy. Yeah.
But just accepting the fact that, you know, it doesn't have to be who I am just because of the color of my skin. Like, you right. black, like, ooh, you know how to cook. You a black woman, you can fry up some chicken.
Oh, gosh. Chicken and watermelon.
No, steak and potatoes. I've never made a steak before. I do still want to try and do that.
Ooh, me too.
But, you know, I just accepting the fact that that's not necessarily who I am. And being okay with saying, like, oh, like, now I'm predominantly plant-based. Or mm-hmm. if I do eat meat, it'll be fish.
Right,
some type
right.
of fish. But no more hamburgers and all stuff. But let me tell you, get some boca meat. Them.
Ooh, I've had that.
Yes, it's good.
I've had that. It's really good.
It's good. So I just really accepting, like, just that little piece of me mm-hmm. is it's been great because I like new things and I like trying new things a lot more than what I knew I liked. Because I was always told, like, you're a black woman, it's this. You're a dark-skinned black woman, this is your lane, this is where you go, this right. is how you act, everything. Right. And just that little piece of, oh, I want to try to be vegan, just opened my eyes to a whole nother world. Mm. Like, even from the way that I dress, because growing up, not to say we weren't allowed, but we didn't wear a lot of colors. Mm-hmm. We had navy blue, brown, and black.
Oh, the neutral colors. Right.
Like, that was my closet, for real. So, as an adult, like, whenever I went to go buy clothes, it would just be those basic mm-hmm. colors.
Right, right.
And it was like, oh, wait, I can eat what I want, and I can, like, add some color. Like, my neighbor, she always brings me bright colors, and she's like, this will look really good on you. So I'm like, oh, orange, a dark-skinned woman with orange on, like,
which looks great on you, by the way.
Thank you. But yeah, it really just helped me be more accepting of me and who I am. Mm-hmm. I am different. I am, air quotes, weird. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with that, and I love that about me. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll have fish for a whole week, and then the next week I'll only eat asparagus.
Right. Yeah, it's okay.
Like, and vegetables and stuff, you know. But it's just like, it just really helped me accept me and who right. I am. And it's like, I don't have to fit into anybody's mold. Like, this is me. Mm-hmm. I'm different. I eat differently. I dress differently. Mm-hmm. I speak differently. Mm-hmm. I'm still learning to accept my voice, y'all. Like, I just, it sounds weird to me. But, like, you know, it's just, it really helped me accept me.
Right.
So that shaking was like, it was tough. Mm-hmm. Because going back home, I went home when I decided to be vegan. And, like, that was the hardest. They're like, what are you going to eat? What are we supposed to do? Like, we can't go anywhere. We can't feed you. Why would you do this? Like, why would you do this?
We can't feed you. Dang.
But, you know, that's our love. That's our love language, is black people. Like, let me love on you and feed you.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's like, I get it, but it's like, I can give me some oranges. Like, let's go get some cuties or something.
Right. Like, you can accommodate. Yeah. Like you said, you can have fish. We can have, you know, some seafood or something. Yeah,
but, and growing up, you had fried catfish and spaghetti.
Ooh, that's a southern meal too. Yeah. We had that too.
Yeah. So it's like, no spaghetti, no thank you, I'll do the fried catfish.
You can have spaghetti without the meat.
Girl,
or some vegan meat.
Who cooks their spaghetti like that? It all cooks together in
right.
the pot.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
There's no separating it. Some dry noodles. I didn't see that until I moved to where I went, Kentucky, where I saw they had like the spaghetti noodles and uh-huh. then the sauce.
Yeah, with no.
That was separate. And I was like, I don't.
What's wrong with you? What is this?
You didn't finish it.
That's how it came?
Yeah, they had it separate.
Like, I can understand if you specifically requested that, but it don't supposed to come like that.
it's not finished.
Nah.
Because I feel like the pasta needs to soak up the sauce.
Yeah, you think I'm just supposed to plop it on top? Like, no. I don't even want it no more.
Right.
But I love the fact that we're always arriving. We've never arrived. Mm-hmm. I and that was something I had to learn too. I think I just gotta arrive. Like, if I don't know, because, you know, I don't like feeling stuck. So if I feel like I don't know something or I'm lost in myself, I hate that. But I recently started to understand that it's not necessarily a bad thing. You know, I'm definitely in this shaking process right now. And what's interesting is I'm also learning to love being in an identity crisis. Now I'm looking at identity crisis as a blessing.
Yeah, you have the opportunity to experiment with yourself.
Like, yeah, it's
what
fun.
Do I like? Let me try something.
Yeah.
Like, just blindly, like, go to Groupon, which I love. Hashtag Ooh, Groupon.
Yes.
Okay. But go to Groupon and just like swipe up on an activity and pick it. Like, oh, I'm going to do that. I don't know what that is, but I'm going to do it. Like, ooh, we did archery tag.
Oh.
That was so much fun. I've never had like a bow and arrow kind of thing, but that was so much fun. So the next thing I want to try is axe throwing.
Ooh, I would love to do that too.
Yes, I'm so nervous, but I want to try it. But yeah, this is a great time for you to really figure out what you like, what you don't like, what you want to try, what you don't want to try, what your hard yeses is, set up your boundaries.
It's
a great time.
And like, I remember I went through a season where, you know, God was pushing me to, you know, wear makeup, dress up, look cute, and all those things. Like the season where I was, you know, coming to church every day dressed up, that was an identity crisis as well. You know, I was learning how, you know, different makeup tips, what works for my face, what doesn't work for my face. Okay, great, we got that down, that accomplished. I know who I am in that regard. Now I'm in another identity crisis of my natural beauty. So it's beautiful because, you know, I know when it's time to dress up. I know what works for me, but I also know that I'm beautiful just the way I am without anything. And I look at it as a blessing because it means you're going to a new level. And I don't know where God is taking me, but it's a new level. That's why I'm going through this shaking. Because I was thinking about this the other day. Me, for example, one of my dreams is to be a designer. The fashion industry requires a different you. The industry is nothing to play with. As I explore in the fashion world, it's going to require a whole different me.
An authentic you.
An authentic me.
Not what somebody else says looks good on you. Not what somebody else says you seem like this. No, an authentic you.
Exactly. Like the fashion world, music world, it's all going to require a different you. It's a new level. So the shaking is a beautiful process. I don't look at it as I'm just in this world and I don't know nothing about myself. No, I do. I know the core of who I am. The identity crisis is more of just accepting it. The shaking is just forcing me to accept it, how I was created to be. So it's been painful, but it's birthing pains. I'm in birthing pains.
Look at you.
That's
growing.
The best way I can say it.
Look at you growing.
It's just birthing pains.
Accepting and walking into who you are.
Walking into who I, the good and the bad. Let me say that. The bad too. Like the emotional. I have my breakdown sometimes, but I'm learning to break down and explain myself, you know? I'll break down and cut you off or break down and then just move on. I'm learning to break down and then I can explain why I'm breaking down. And that takes an awareness of self to be able to explain, this is why I was feeling this way, or this is why this, and this is why that.
And an honesty to yourself.
Like, oh yeah, a lot of honesty.
You gotta be honest with yourself. Like, I feel this way because I'm still hurt from something else.
Yeah, for you to say that, yeah, that's amazing. So I'm thankful that I can be aware enough to explain and accept who I am and just love me, because again, so I know who I am with men in my world, and not just significant others, but you know, like my dad, for example, family members, just men, period. I know who I am with men, but now I'm learning who I am apart from men, who I say I am, who God. Okay, God is the quote unquote only man in my life. You know, God is everything, but he is our father. He is the only man. And that's what I'm learning to accept. He is the only man, because, you know, God will use whatever. So he's like, okay, Jessica, I know how you are with men. I want you to keep that. But let me be that man to validate you. And I change not. So let's just get this under control. And then it don't matter what. And oh my goodness, I'm pretty sure it'll change the way I deal with relationships, deal with dating, my standards, what I accept, what I don't accept. Oh my goodness, it's going to change a lot.
Because you're getting your validation from your creator, not from another creation.
Exactly. And because I know that, I know what to accept and what I don't accept. Like, I know who I am now. So if you don't line up with this,
And then that person is waiting for that part of you to come out.
Right.
Because you've been covering it up for so long, who mm-hmm. you are, and they're looking for who you really are, not the person yeah. that you've been trying to be for everybody else, but who you are.
Yeah, because other people can always see who you are before you can. They're just waiting for you to see it.
Mm-hmm. And then don't really want to be with around somebody who isn't their authentic self.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't want to build a relationship with you. And that goes with building relationships with women. When right. you see a woman isn't being herself, you don't want to be around that.
Right. That's true.
So now you have the great opportunity to be your authentic self, to build healthy relationships
mm-hmm.
with yourself and then those that you choose to let in.
That's true. Because I can honestly say when I'm done dressing up, I'm like so ready to take everything off. Mm-hmm. Like subconsciously, I feel better in looser clothes. I feel better without makeup. I just always felt like I had to put on. Now I'm learning that I do like to dress up. I do like to look cute. I do like fashion, makeup, and all that stuff. That's not going to change. But now I'm no longer saying that that defines who I am
yeah.
anymore. So I'm really learning that. And again, I don't care if you're like me being 27. I don't care if you're 27 or 57 or 67. I'm coming into the understanding. I'm here to help change the narrative that an identity crisis isn't bad. And as long as you are living on this earth, you are always going to have a shaking of your identity, because we go from glory to glory. And every time you go from glory to glory, you're going to have a shaking in your life. Mm-hmm. So I'm no longer living under this expectation that, oh, once I know who I am, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I'm straight. Like, you know, the core of who I am is the core of who I am. But I'm always going to be learning new stuff about myself.
Yeah, as you should, because you should always be evolving and changing and growing and everything
mm-hmm.
else.
So,
yeah, this is great.
I love it.
This is your In the Meantime.
Yes, this is my In the Meantime, loud and proud. And I'm an awesome individual.
Yes.
I am an awesome individual. And forgive me if some of you listeners are like, okay, duh. Like, this is a shocker for me.
You didn't realize you were this great.
No. Like, it was just so funny when you were in my house the other day. And I was like, oh my goodness, Sierra, like, I'm taking this off. You were like, oh, well, I was supposed to be surprised. I was like, everybody knew but me. Like, we been knew who you were. We were just waiting for you to know, to see who you And, you know, listen, my friends do not tolerate with my nonsense. And that's why I love them. Don't get you somebody who's always going to say yes. Get you some real friends who going to say no sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, just be real.
Yes, put your feelings and emotions to the side so we can have a conversation.
Yeah.
And then we can cry about it later.
Exactly.
Yeah, because you have those real friends with you that are telling you, you know, pumping you up, boosting mm-hmm. your self-esteem, but then also keeping you humble.
Right, exactly.
Yes, you're definitely beautiful, but you're not too beautiful to get these hands.
Yes, shout out to the friends who throw hands.
Yeah, but it's like, and I feel like that's a part of the true essence of love,
mm-hmm,
because mm-hmm. I love you enough to tell you the truth,
mm-hmm.
but I love you enough to tell you the truth in a language you understand.
Yeah.
Because there's no point in me being, well, not with you, because you prefer being abrasive, but there's no mm-hmm. point in me trying to sugarcoat the truth for you
mm-hmm.
and you don't really take it. You're more of, no, tell me my stuff stinks now.
Yeah.
And say it like that, because that's yeah. the only way that it's going to provoke me to change.
Yeah.
So that's the type of people you should really be surrounding yourself with. Because I don't need a yes man.
Mm-hmm.
I need the truth.
Exactly.
I definitely need the truth. So.
Exactly.
I think one again snaps to your vulnerability.
Yeah, the foundation is being set. Let me say this. So, like I mentioned earlier, really quick, we're always going through an identity crisis, a change as we go from level to level. My current identity crisis is getting the foundation squared away, the core of who I am. Who is Jessica? I'm learning who Jessica is, you know, outside and inside. I'm learning it's okay for me to be emotional. I'm sensitive, but guess what? I can explain it.
Yeah.
I'm most comfortable being natural. Like, this is the foundation of who I am. That is the current identity crisis I am in, the foundational piece.
And it's beautiful because now you have something that you're able to build off of.
Yes, that's going to last. It's not being built on sand. Yeah. It's real concrete over here.
Yeah, so I think it's great. I think you're in the meantime. Moment right now is amazing, and there's just so much more of who you are that the world gets to see now, and it's honest, and it's you. It's not sugarcoated, it's not covered up, it's not anything else but you.
Right, because this is a fallen world, and like I mentioned earlier, it's really not a matter of I don't know who I am. I've always known. It's just, do I accept it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about, you know, a little bit, you know, previously, being the same no matter where you are.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what you're doing, you are consistently you. I know who I am. This is the year of me accepting that and showing that I accept it publicly by being this way, regardless of who's around and who's not.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that takes a lot of courage to,
yes,
because you're essentially acknowledging that you weren't like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that takes a lot of courage to be like, no, I wasn't, and now I am going to make sure that I am.
Right. There's nothing wrong with me.
Yeah, no.
There's nothing wrong with me.
It's okay to be an acquired taste.
Yeah.
Because I am an acquired taste. I know I'm not for everybody, and that's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Because that's too much responsibility anyway. I don't want to be everything to everybody. Like, let me just be that friend that goes and looks at glasses with you.
Yeah.
If that's all you need from me, let me be that, because at least I can be the best version of me, instead of trying to be the best version of every single piece of person that you need.
That's true,
because it's a lot.
That's true. And you know, the beautiful, interesting thing is, part of my journey is I had to know who I was spiritually first. Me coming back into a church and really getting close to God in 2018, I went through an identity crisis spiritually. I know who I am in the spirit, but now I'm learning who I am in the flesh. You know, what does Jessica like? You know, things I like to do, things I don't like to do, how I like to act. You know, I'm learning that side of me. I've gotten to a point spiritually. I have a relationship with God. I've been through some things. I've gotten stronger. Stuff always happens in the spirit before it happens in the natural. And now I'm learning who I am in the natural, because he needs who I am in the natural. He wants to use me in the natural.
In essence, it's still connected.
Exactly.
It's still the same person.
It's still the same person. Now I'm connecting and accepting.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. So
it is.
When you find yourself in the meantime of an identity crisis, know that you are not alone.
Nope.
We have all been there.
Mm-hmm.
We got through. You will get through. Continue to grow and accept the change, the upgraded version of who you are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Continue to accept it.
Yes. But yeah, so thank you guys so much for listening. All the new listeners, thank you. Keep listening. Make sure you rate us, give us a review, leave your comments on our Instagram, Twitter. What else we got? Instagram and Twitter.
Yep, Instagram and Twitter for now. We'll eventually get a Facebook, but not yet.
Yeah, too much social media for me.
Yeah, it's a lot. But before, this is a very special episode, considering this is the final episode of season one.
Season one.
This is our last episode of season one. So we will not be putting out a new episode next Monday.
We'll take a week break.
Yes. And then, so yeah, we are done with season one. This is the final episode of season one. We are going to resume our episode. We will be back on July 27th. So that will be the first episode of season two. So we're only taking a week off. We appreciate you guys tuning in and rocking with us. We're definitely going to keep it going. This is definitely going to be an interesting break to reflect and gather some things together, what we would like season two to look like. So definitely stay tuned. We will keep you guys updated and
continue to grow with us.
Yes.
Show your support. Questions, comments. You got stuff you want to send in for us to talk about. We're open.
Yes. Yes, please, please feel free to send us your questions and comments. And we also have an email address too. I don't think we've ever put that out before we leave. We do have an email address. If you prefer emailing, you can send us your messages and comments to our email. So our email address is inthemeantimepod@gmail.com. So inthemeantimepod@gmail.com if you prefer to send us an email. But yep.
Please do. Thank you for our international listeners.
Yes, shout out to international.
Thank you, thank you. Until next time, enjoy your in the meantime moments and know you're not alone. We're in this together. Black Lives Matter.
Yep, Black Lives Matter all day, every day. So we will talk to you guys in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Wish you were here. Oh. Stuck in them 20-somethings. Stuck in them 20-somethings. Good luck on them 20-somethings. Good luck on them 20-somethings. God bless these 20-somethings.
God bless, God bless, God bless.
Hoping my 20-somethings won't end. Hoping to keep the rest of my friends. Praying the 20-somethings don't kill me. Kill me. So long to separate. I feel it's permanent, like a riptide.